Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Hello, Dave. How are you?
I'm great. It's great to see you. I've been trying to get you in on this show for a long time, and finally you've walked through the door.
Yeah, well, I just said I can't come in on April Fool's Day because I would be too...
That's actually true.
I wouldn't trust you.
She literally said, I can't come in on Tuesday. I have to go on Wednesday. And I was like, why? She's like, because you might just be doing a prank on me and I don't have an interview.
Exactly.
I was like, honest to God, I want you to come in.
Anything you'd ask people, like, I'm not telling you. I don't know. I'm scared.
Well, I'm very glad you're here. However, I do think it's important that I remind listeners, some of whom who may have heard the story before and a lot of whom won't have heard it before, about the time you absolutely pranked me. Do you remember this?
Unintentionally. I think that
okay,
I was just...
But you legit...
I think I was either very pregnant or very tired from being pregnant.
Okay. I'll give the backstory very quickly. My wife's an artist, Tracy Sheridan, and she did these pictures and Amy wanted a few of them and I got them framed up and I kept texting Amy going, I have your pictures. When do you want them? And she would text me back and go, let me get back to you probably Tuesday. I'd heard nothing. A week would go by. 2 weeks. I get a text. No. I am so sorry. Would next Wednesday? No, I can't do Wednesday. What? Eventually, we settled on a date and Amy sent me her address and I called over to the house. There was a time. There was an address. There was everything. I walked up to the door and a man came out and went, you're right there. And I went, you don't look like Ron O'Driscoll, but okay, hi. And I said, yeah, I'm just looking for Amy. I'm going to drop these off. And he goes, yeah, take that around the back. Just go around the side there. They're obviously doing some work in your garden. I think they were putting in a gate. Thankfully, I got in before the gate was in. So I walked down the side of your house, expecting to be greeted by Amy coming out from the kitchen going, Dave, Dave, I'm here. I couldn't answer the front door. I walked down the side. No one greets me. There's no one there.
There's no greeting.
I walk into the back garden. Brian is having a business meeting with a man.
Ideal.
In the garden. It's a gorgeous sunny day in leafy Dublin. Brian's having a meeting there. He looks up. He sees that fella off the radio that he kind of might slightly know, who's literally broken into your house.
Broken in. Me not there in
you
any shape or form.
You literally weren't there. Brian had no idea. He wasn't like you left and went, Brian, Dave Moore's going to call over in a while. Please don't be freaked out. Like, nothing. The poor fella had to, like, politely go. And he literally said to me, what are you doing here? And then I had to explain with the paintings and oh, it was so embarrassing.
I'm really sorry. I have two things to say. Was it April Fool's Day?
No.
There's a lot. Was that kind of COVID-y time?
It was, yes. It was in between that time when we were locked down and we weren't locked down. That was a whole thing. But this was definitely a non-lockdown scenario.
I mean, this
scenario.
Was organised on my behalf.
You organised it.
That sounds very us. There's so many people I feel coming and going from our houses that it's really like, come in.
Yeah.
In you go. You don't know who's going to be in a living room in where I thought when you were saying that I was like, what story is this? And you called to my house, my husband wasn't there and some other bloke was leaving.
I don't know if
this is a story that A,
okay?
I know or if this is approved. just to make sure they were our lovely builders who were sticking on a gate.
Of course.
I'm really sorry, Dave.
Yeah, you've said that a few times. Yeah.
I just couldn't come on to the radio for the last couple of years to chat to you because it just felt really bad.
Let the time pass. You knew I wouldn't bring it up or anything.
I just said, listen, he'll be over it by now. And yet.
Come here. I must say congratulations. You have so many irons and so many fires, but the most recent and most exciting one is you've launched a drinks range. And when I saw the name of it, I was like, that's just genius on so many levels.
Well, I would say we had our launch party last week and we had so much fun and it was 2 days before my actual birthday and I was like, I haven't had a birthday party since senior infants.
Okay, wow.
This is amazing.
There are people, there's party games, there's cupcakes.
But yes, the name, and okay, you know, we spent a lot of time trying to think about the brand name.
Of course.
But I was saying last week at our launch party that I have my mum and dad to thank for the name because my dad was from the East End of London and had a very Cockney accent.
Right.
And when I was born, they both thought they were like, we'll call her Emma. And then my dad trial runned it and he was like, Emmer.
Oh,
and my
Emmer.
Mum was like, there's no R in Emma.
But that proper Cockney's like Emma,
yeah,
isn't
Emmer
in it. Emma
in it. Emma Ruberman. And my mum's like, I can't listen to that for the rest of our days. So they settled on Amy, which is a better brand name than
That's actually so true.
Yeah.
Or if you were Philippa and it was the beginning of like the way you remember used to write like phone numbers, PH. That wouldn't
work. I thought
work
you were going to go in science class
no,
there.
No, God, no, no.
What
no.
is the pH?
No, I'm not testing the alkaline solution.
Exactly.
No, it is a great name, in fairness. And,
well, on the label of the bottle, so we, as we've said with the branding, that we've started the story and it's over to you to finish it. However, it's, your night is going to go with
yeah.
friends or whatever. So you can write on the label, so and then follow
and then
it on
whatever.
With whatever you want to say. Ah, listen,
Asher,
we're going to have a great night.
That it.
That's it, Asher, listen.
There's so many options for you. It's brilliant. It is, but congratulations and best of luck with it all. And people keep an eye out and you'll see wherever you get your drinks and you'll be able to pick it up and go, that's Amy's now. And she, did you know that she was going to be called Emmer?
Did you know that her mother said no?
Congratulations on Fran the Man.
Thank you so much.
Actors need to do accents. You've already done your Cockney Emmer.
Yes, yeah.
But your Dublin accent, because you have a Dublin accent.
Yeah.
Well, so do I. We all have Dublin accents.
Yeah.
We're from Dublin, but there's a Dublin accent.
Yeah.
You done it real good.
Thank you.
Because you didn't do it so much that people would go, look at that putting on an accent.
No.
It was just your accent, but there was enough of a thorn in it.
Exactly. And I'd done it before, actually, in a film called Rewind. So, yeah, and it's great, actually, because you just, when you're playing a part and you're playing something different, I've done my own accent a lot.
A lot, yeah.
So it's always just good to kind of feel like you're escaping into someone else's world and life. So Jackie Charlton.
Jackie Charlton.
Like, name.
Sorry, for anyone who doesn't know, right, Fran the Man is a movie of a sitcom that
yeah.
like, and I was obsessed with the sitcom when it was out.
See, were
years
you?
Ago. Obsessed.
It was not on my radar because I was not a massive football fan.
There you go.
But it was, and actually, so Dara's been involved in that, Dara Humphreys, since the get go, and it was like cult status. So many people are obsessed with that.
I had it on DVD,
show.
And it was
Did
one
you?
Of those things. Yeah, honestly, like, and I met Dara a couple of times.
Such a lovely
then
guy.
Then it turned out that Dara used to teach Irish to someone who used to work on this show, Emer.
No way.
And so there was a whole other connection. Anyway, I loved Fran. It was Fran, assistant manager. He was the assistant manager of a club, a kind of a fictional club. He was hapless but hilarious,
yeah.
and the show was just brilliant. But then eventually, all these years later, they made a movie and they cast you as Jackie Charlton.
Yeah, Jackie
Charlton.
No, a
female character.
Yeah.
But what?
I'm not playing Jackie Charlton.
No, that would be incredible.
Like, wow, she is very versatile.
How's your elderly Newcastle accent?
Exactly.
Put under pressure.
Like, that's not a Dublin accent.
But Jackie is so fun. The whole movie is just so beautiful. I love the, because obviously you need to give a movie that already has a life in terms of the story. You need to give a movie a new plot and a
yes.
new twist and a new, and the whole thing is just, I don't want to say too much, I want people to go and see it. It's so good.
It's so lovely. That film made me laugh so much. Obviously, when we were filming it, I was having a great time, especially when there's that mockumentary style element to
yes.
it. It just adds another layer of funny, because when people are having these awkward conversations, to know that someone else is also listening and filming you.
That's so true.
Like being on the radio.
Yes, there are cameras on us right now.
But it was it's such a fun film. And what I love a lot is like comedy with heart. So,
yeah.
And the film has got so much heart. You're rooting for the underdog. It's all about community. It's football in relation to community and,
yeah.
and team spirit and all that stuff. So it's just, it's so warm and you're just rooting. You're rooting for Fran. It's like, come on, Fran.
You root for him so much.
So much.
It is great. It's on in April 11th. It's on out
it's
in cinemas.
It's out in cinemas around the country. So yeah. go and support it.
Cause no,
the,
do.
Yeah, the first few days of Irish cinema as well are really important for Irish film.
Okay.
Because they're
so
up
make
against
sure you get
the,
out
big,
early. Yeah,
the big Hollywood
releases.
Head. So
yeah.
if you want to smile and laugh and have the warm and fuzzies in your heart, go and see Fran the Man.
You will have that. You mentioned your birthday, so happy birthday. Belated
Thank
happy
you
birthday.
So much. I don't milk that at all.
No. But we're both March babies.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you an Aries?
I'm no Pisces.
Pisces, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Neither do I. I don't put
But I feel like we just
would
do this face where you're like, oh.
Oh, are you an Aries?
Aries get a bad name.
Why?
Like,
what?
For being like rammy.
What's that? Oh, you're like butt horns.
Like this. Yeah, but I think we're just feisty.
Okay.
But what
Whereas
are Pisceans?
Oh, we're so nice. Great swimmers. Just such great guys.
All yeah. around.
Yeah, literally.
Pop over to people's houses when you're met.
So I was invited.
Aries is very much that we don't follow through
yeah.
with the detail yeah. when people call over to your house.
Generally.
Pisces is you'll follow through.
When you're given a date and a time and a place,
yeah.
you'll be there.
Typical Aries.
I felt like I was welcome. It just was a weird vibe. Anyway, we don't need to talk about that again. What we need to talk about is Brian, in fairness, did get you a birthday card. that said, another year closer to Velcro shoes.
Yes, yes. And it was kind of sweet because he actually bought me a pair of runners and they were in the box. He was away. He was in Hong Kong last week. And then my youngest was really like, did he get you the actual shoes?
The actual Velcro shoes.
Like, we'd have to change the locks.
No, he didn't. Okay. I just wanted to make sure. Because in fairness, there are lots of shoes out nowadays that like you step into them and they kind of seal on you. Nike have, they're like...
Hang on, like you just lock your foot in.
So it kind of, when your foot is out, it's slightly arched in the, underneath the, where your, or the arch of your foot would be. Yeah. And as you step in, it kind of, it closes around your ankle.
Oh my gosh. If I started to wear them now, I'd just get very lazy though. I'd forget how to tie laces.
Do you know that I have a pair of shoes?
Yeah.
That are, so you remember the Air Mags in Back to the Future that he could like press a button? So I have, no, not the mags
because like, wow, where'd you get those?
They're like 40 grand. I don't have them. But I do have a pair of self-lacing shoes. And so I have an app and I have to update the firmware of my shoes, Amy.
I'm dead.
Yeah, I literally, and they have to sit on a charging plate.
I barely have parking tag. And you have an app to tie your own shoes.
And I can put lights on the side that go like flash different colours.
Do you wear them?
I do wear them all the time.
And if it rains, do your runners die?
They're all completely airtight and watertight and it's absolutely fine.
Do you wear them on really special occasions?
No, they just wear them randomly. Like, yeah. And then I can try and explain to people how like these things are and then they just go, show me how it works. And you go to do something on the app and it goes frozen. You're like, oh, my app is frozen. Or like, the app is frozen for your shoes. Like, do you realise how stupid you sound? I'm like, yeah.
Or if you haven't updated your phone, then you just have to walk around with silly laces.
Unlaced for the shoes, yeah.
I can't live like that.
Oh, you're right. Absolutely right.
So I'm sticking to Velcro. There's something very satisfying about that sound, though.
There
isn't
is there? Velcro. Unbelievably so. Yeah. Amy, quick fire round before you go. What are you currently obsessed with?
Apart from Velcro shoes, I'm obsessed with matcha at the moment.
Matcha? Well, matcha tea?
Who am I? Yeah, matcha tea, but made into... I'm not drinking coffee at the moment. Okay. It's giving me headaches. So there's a whole process and you have to whiz it and you have to... And I'm like heating oat milk. And
so
do you know why I've started to make it at home? Is because I was too embarrassed to ask for it out loud because it was one of those coffees. Yeah. Like, could I get a pistachio matcha oat milk coffee? I just point and go, that one. Because I can't say it out loud.
It has the name. You do it at home, but it's a whole process then, presumably.
Yeah, and it's actually... It's sounds like more of a faff than it is, but it does take a little bit longer than making a coffee because you've got to do the and it's a.
I'm sorry, this is a silly question because I've drunk it before, but I don't know what is matcha.
Tea.
It's just tea.
It's tea
just a type of
from
tea.
Japan.
Right. Okay.
And then I don't love the taste of it just on its own. So if I there's a lovely you can get like pistachio nutty things to kind of add it in.
Oh, right.
And it's really good. So that's what I'm obsessed with at the
moment.
Okay,
brilliant. Who's the most famous person in your phone?
Don't tell anyone but Brian O'Driscoll.
I mean, he's pretty famous.
Yeah, I have his number. I have his digits.
Okay, well, don't give them to me because I'll show up unannounced at your house. Think back to when you were about 8 years old, second class. The teacher says, okay, boys and girls, take out your lunchbox for small break. Suspiog. What was in Amy Huberman's lunchbox?
It was the same old sandwich. But 8 years old, that was...
Yeah, second class, say.
Second class. So we were making our communion. My friend Natalie used to always have crisps. Not always, maybe on a Friday. But I would get her to practice Holy Communion with her crisps.
Oh, the crisps!
Just so I could get some. I'd be like, May is coming around fast.
Put a burger bite on my tongue. And the skips would actually melt. In fairness, they would melt of the way that the host might.
Absolutely. And my friend didn't really want to share. And I was like, you're not taking any of this seriously enough.
Come on,
we
Natalie.
Have to practice completely. we had a board. And my mum was quite, she never gave us chocolate. It was carob. I haven't seen carob since
what
1989.
Even is that?
Yeah. It's a pretend chocolate.
It's a pretend chocolate.
That's not as fun.
No, it's not as fun. Was there no treats? Other than what you scabbed off Natalie.
I say that to her now and she's like, you don't remember the treats. And I'm like, no,
because
I don't.
Because there weren't any.
Because they weren't there.
Yes. And the final question I like to ask all my guests, because I don't proudly.
Okay.
Do you, Amy Huberman, wash your legs in the shower?
You don't?
No.
Proudly? Yeah, I do. Sorry. Yeah.
That's okay. I don't take offense. I'm just interested to know.
Yeah, I do a scrub
oh, you do
as
a
well.
Scrub? Yeah. Okay. And even if it was
not
like...
Not every time. Not
no,
a deep
say,
scrub every time.
Let's say it was like... There's like, okay, I've got 5 minutes. I'm running out the door. Brian's bringing me somewhere. I've got to just have a quick shower.
See, it depends if you've put fake tan on it. Like, there's a lot, there's many layers.
There are
to
layers.
This.
There's,
and also,
yeah.
Then I think he just blanks out when he gets really excited when I say it's not a hair wash shower.
Oh,
and he's
okay.
Like, I'll see you in 10. Otherwise, okay. I'm gone for days. It's like,
It's a hair mask. Yes, it's followed by a whole thing. Then there's the blow
dry. And then
drying.
You got a blood. And then you got a. So yeah. So he's just like, oh my god, thank goodness.
Okay. Well, listen. I want you all to keep an eye on at Today FM because Amy and I are going upstairs in Today FM to the balcony to play a game. So please keep an eye on at Today FM on our social media, and you'll see us having a laugh. And best of luck with
Thank you so much,
Dave. Thanks, Amy.
Dave Moore on Today FM.